Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lemon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to third. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Simpson moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Ginsburg moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Ginsburg moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby strikes out. There goes Rosen. The throw from Astroth to Joost, and Rosen is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheib hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Astroth moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Astroth scores. Joost moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. Philly moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Ginsburg and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Glynn hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheib hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Scheib moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Scheib moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby strikes out. two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Joe Ginsburg. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Maury Martin now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 4 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Lauren Babe pinch hits for Ed McGee. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kai Thomas now playing right field. Dave Philly now playing center field. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. Doby hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Astroth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Owen Friend pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 5 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter throws towards first. Robinson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Glenn moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Glenn scores. Avila moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 5 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Joost strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.